One of Robert McDonald's biggest requests to his workforce of 340,000 people is this: don't call me Mr. Secretary, call me Bob. Reinforcing that attitude during his first press conference as secretary on Monday, McDonald said VA desperately needs to open its lines of communication both internally and among its stakeholders. He gave a room of journalists his personal cell phone number, though it's not clear whether he knew those remarks were being broadcast live on C-SPAN. Speaking just one day before he testified for his first major oversight hearing as the leader of a department that's been embroiled in scandal, McDonald told reporters that it's his view that the department's leadership culture has grown so insular that it's entirely probable that no one at VA's headquarters knew about the inappropriate scheduling activities VA staff were engaged in Phoenix and elsewhere. He calls it a closed culture. A recent White House report used a stronger adjective for VA's culture: toxic.
When I was going around, it seemed to me that employees thought of the hierarchy of VA as a pyramid. Being the secretary, everybody would rise when I entered the room. Everybody would call me sir, and it was very formal. And as a result, I got the impression that employees thought that the secretary, like the CEO of a company, was on the apex of the pyramid, and that the veterans were on the bottom of the pyramid, and I don't like that idea. So one of the things I'm trying to do is create a non-hierarchical organization, one where the veteran is on top.
McDonald vowed on Monday to rebuild trust between VA and veterans and other stakeholders by first redefining the trust relationship within the agency itself.
We're working hard to create and sustain a climate that embraces constructive dissent, that welcomes critical feedback, and that ensures compliance with legal requirements. That climate mandates commitment to whistleblower protections to all employees. In fact, I've told employees that I want every employee to criticize what we do, help us improve, and everybody to become a whistleblower in their own way of helping us on this road to improvement. We have established an interdisciplinary accountability review team to ensure leadership accountability for improprieties related to patient scheduling and access to care, whistleblower retaliation, and related matters that impact public trust in the VA.
On the accountability front, Congress passed and the President signed legislation last month that creates a streamlined process for VA to remove underperforming or misbehaving senior executive service employees. McDonald has come under some criticism from Capitol Hill and elsewhere for not making use of that new law to fire any SES workers so far.
It doesn't allow VA
He says more
to
than
fire
30 personnel actions are already in the pipeline, but the new
clause,
law and its authorities have also been widely
that VA
misunderstood.
Senior executives will be fired even if VA is seeking to remove them. While the new law, what the new law does do is it does shorten the time a senior executive proposed for removal by VA has to appeal VA's decision. It doesn't do away with the appeal process or guarantee VA's decisions will be upheld on appeal. But I want to make clear, when evidence of wrongdoing is discovered, we will hold employees accountable, and we will take the action as quickly as law and due process allows us to take. There are over 100 ongoing investigations of VA facilities right now by the VA Office of Inspector General, by the FBI, by the Department of Justice, by the Office of Special Counsel, and others. In each case, we'll await the results and we will take the appropriate disciplinary action when all the facts and evidence are known.
With regard to organizational changes, McDonald offered only a few details of his plans to flatten VA's structure, saying he wants the department to stop performing functions that don't add value to veterans so that those resources can be redirected elsewhere. For example, he says he plans to upend a structure in which different VA mission areas each have their own methods of allocating responsibility by geographic areas of the country.
Every part of the VA has a different geographic map, a different hierarchical structure. We're going to be looking at how do we reorganize the VA so that when the veteran looks at the veteran knows how to connect and how to get things done. We are too complicated from the veteran standpoint.
Also on Monday, VA announced it would create a new digital services team. promising to recruit a new crop of what it said would be the nation's top technologists to overhaul the way the department lets veterans access services electronically. Current service delivery mechanisms, McDonald says, are not up to par.
Right now, if you go to any Veterans Affairs website, you'll find that there are 14 different websites that require a different username and a different password for veterans to access the VA. That's just flat wrong. We've got to make it easier for the veteran to access the VA through one website, one username, one password.
Beyond general principles, McDonald said little else about the specific steps he'll take to reorganize VA, but promised the final decisions will only be made after extensive input from Congress, labor unions, and veteran service organizations.
I was in one facility where we had 12 customer service representatives that wore red coats, so when the veteran walked in the door, they could immediately identify who was there to help them, and that person could navigate them through our system. Those people had iPads so they could contact the doctors, nurses, whoever they needed immediately. And I learned that we've gone from 12 of those people to 2. So we've got to get people back against the veteran. That's one example. Another example is we have kiosks in the waiting room. So when a veteran comes in, they can tell us what they need. That's another example. Another great example is we're piloting a program right now where VHA and VBA, the health arm and the benefits arm, will get together and go out to Little Rock, Arkansas together and have veterans come through to get one-stop kind of shopping so they can get their health check and their benefits lined up all at one stop. Those are the kinds of things we need to do. Again, it's very simple. You look at it from the standpoint of the veteran. What does the veteran want? Does the veteran want to have to go through bureaucracy? Do they want to have 14 different usernames and passwords? Do they want to worry about a hierarchy? No. They want service, and that's what we want to provide. It's going to take time. It sounds simple, but step one is having every member of the organization commit themselves to the mission and the values of the organization. And where we have members of the organization who haven't committed themselves to that, then you have to question, are they really going to be able to get this done?
In Washington, Jared Serbu, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.